North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 2, 2020.
Governor Charlie Baker spoke yesterday about the peaceful and the not-so-peaceful protests that took place in Boston over the weekend.
If one community really does feel, based on incidents and events time and time again, that they are being hindered from an ability to actually get somewhere, that affects their sense of their stake in what's going on here. And I think America is at its greatest and at its best when its leaders promote the notion that we all have a stake in everybody else's success. Because, frankly, we do.
The governor was asked if the more violent and looting protesters of sort were out-of-towners, and he was not sure.
That the people who participated in the three, remember, there were demonstrations going on pretty much all day. There was a demonstration that went on in the State House that lasted almost all afternoon and into the evening. There was another demonstration down at City Hall that came up to the State House, and then there was the march from Nubian Square, and there was the demonstration in front of the clergy demonstration in front of the BPD. And we talked about this a lot over the course of the evening and this morning. The mood and the attitude and ultimately the behavior of the people who were involved in all those marches and all those demonstrations were clearly different than the moods of the people who engaged in the looting and the bottle throwing and the brick throwing and all the rest. So I don't know where they were from, but they were definitely not like the thousands and thousands of people who were there for a very different purpose.
Governor Charlie Baker.
Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting on his website, tartalk.com. Governor Charlie Baker issued an executive order that provides a detailed list of businesses and activities that fall into phases 2, 3, and 4 of the Commonwealth's reopening plan. The order also permits all phase 2 enterprises, including retail, to begin preparations to safely resume operation in advance of the start of the second phase. In addition to the retail sector, the executive order details further requirements for the safe resumption of amateur youth and adult sports and outdoor dining. Effective immediately, the executive order permits Phase 2 businesses to reopen their physical workplaces to workers only to conduct necessary preparations prior to the start of Phase 2. Preparations include, but are not limited to, completing a COVID-19 control plan, implementing sector-specific protocols, and complying with mandatory workplace safety standards. For much more on this, information is available at tartalk.com.
Salem Police Chief Mary Butler had hoped that the citizens of Salem would find reassurance in the letter that she had submitted to the Salem News in response to the killing of an unarmed black man by the Minneapolis police. Julie Manganis, writing in the Salem News, writes this. The Twitter, or tweet, if you will, from the Salem Police Department over the weekend said this. So you issued a permit for 10,000 of people to protest, but I can't go to a restaurant. You are ridiculous. You and Tutal Deval are killing this state, read the tweet, which was posted just before 10 a.m. under the department's Twitter account and addressed to Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Tal Deval is a reference to Governor Charlie Baker. Quote, I might as well have taken flames to this letter, said the still angry Butler on Monday afternoon. You wonder why the public is questioning the ability of the police to be fair and impartial. Captain Kate Stevens, a 24-year-old veteran of the department, was subsequently identified as the officer who posted the tweet. She has been placed on paid administrative leave pending an investigation and disciplinary process, Butler said Monday afternoon. Much more on this story at salemnews.com.
City of Gloucester is reporting that due to the COVID-19 epidemic and the shutdown of the commercial shellfish market, the deadline for renewal of commercial shellfish and seaworm permits for current Gloucester permit holders has been extended until July 31, 2020. Current permit holders 2019 to 2020 will be allowed to harvest shellfish commercially through July 31. New applicants should apply for a commercial shellfish and seaworm permit during the month of June and those permits shall take effect July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2021. And more information is available at the Gloucester City website, gloucester-ma.gov.
Marblehead elections are set for June 16. David McClellan writes in today's Daily Item that the offices of Select Board, School Committee, and Municipal Light Commissioner will be contested in the upcoming election. Voters are asked to vote for five people to fill the seats on the Marblehead Select Board. The six candidates running are incumbents Jackie Belf Becker, Moses Gardner, Judith R. Jacobs, James E. Nye, and newcomer David Glenn Depew, and James Zissin. Select Board member Harry Christensen is not running for re-election. More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Richard Lodge is reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News. The Seabrook Station nuclear power plant had to be manually shut down by plant operators Friday afternoon after an unplanned insertion of control rods. Peter Robbins, director of nuclear communications for Next Era Energy, Inc., the owner of the plant, said in a statement Monday, "Our operators followed their procedures and training and initiated a manual shutdown of Seabrook's reactor after an issue with a piece of equipment. All systems responded normally, and the equipment issue has been addressed. Seabrook Station is in the process of returning to full power." In a notification to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the company said the plant was running at 100% power on Friday when the reactor was manually tripped when a group of control rods unexpectedly inserted into the reactor. David A. Lochbaum, a member of the advisory board of the nuclear watchdog group C10 Research and Education Foundation, Inc., and a former director of the Nuclear Safety Project for the Union of Concerned Scientists, studied the report and said, "The key takeaway is that the plant operated as it was supposed to, and this was more of an economic event than a safety event. The control rods being inserted caused the plant to power down." More on this story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program today. And we do like to hear from you with any comments or suggestions at msonewsports@gmail.com. Again, email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. We have a warm-up this week. Enjoy it. Have a great Tuesday.